What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. This is Article of the Week number 15, and today we're going to be discussing an article titled The American Heart Association's Alliance for a Healthier Generation Labels Diet Coke and Pop-Tarts as Smart Snacks for Kids. And you can find this article on the website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, so if you're interested, has a whole list of all these foods that the AHA recommends and this organization the AHA is like partnered with recommends. And just a quick aside, you might have noticed if you listen to a few Article of the Weeks, we've talked a lot about corruption and deception in the food science world. And this article is really no different. And I think one of the reasons why me and Tom see these articles, and it's kind of triggering for us because we see the deception, it's so obvious, but that just kind of makes us want to talk about it. So do you want to break down the article real quick, Tom?
Yeah, so the Alliance for a Healthier Generation is directly targeted at teaching children what a healthy diet is. Like, that's their goal. So, and it's the main founder is American Heart Association. So this is an AHA trying to teach our kids what healthy food is. So let's just kind of go through some of these foods. It's like Lay's baked potato chips. So it has less fat. It's still just potatoes and some sort of seed oil. Nutri-Grain bars, which is pretty much just sugar. Like apple juice, which is 100% juice. Like they have a couple diet sodas, which is just carbonated water with a bunch of artificial flavoring. I don't know how any of these foods are good for your heart.
Well, I do, because, I mean, they also recommend something called Cheez-Its. I'm sure we've all had that in the past, but right on, you probably never noticed it on the label of Cheez-Its, but right in the middle it says 9 grams of whole grain per serving. And you know whole grains are healthy for your heart, at least considering, or from the AHA's perspective.
You're really curious what nutrients are found in that are beneficial for your heart aren't found in other foods.
Oh, yeah. None at all. Yeah. Like, we all know that, I mean, no matter what side of the diet argument you land on, either animal-based, plant-based, high-carb, low-carb, I think one thing we can all universally agree on is that processed foods and highly processed foods are not good for us. They are recent inventions of the last 100 years. They are designed to stay fresh for months, if not years on end, without refrigeration, without being messed with at all, in plastic bags. We can all agree those are not healthy. That's not like a stretch. But all these foods, if you look at them, they have the AHA stamp on them, approved. They are all highly processed junk that I wouldn't feed to a dog, let alone my kids.
Yeah, so you mean to tell me that some Rice Krispie treats, some Pop-Tarts, and followed up with like a diet soda, that's not a heart-healthy meal?
Right? It makes no sense. They have cookies on here. They have, what is this, graham crackers. And yeah, Pop-Tarts is the big one. And I just think any organization that represents health that recommends Pop-Tarts, you know they're corrupt. You know they're just getting money from and some sort of organization, some sort of food, just industrial complex. They're getting money. They're getting some sort of support from them to support these foods. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, it just kills me that, like, obviously they are so biased, and yet we just let them control all of our dietary recommendations. Like, why isn't, I mean, the government's supposed to be kind of looking out for us. If anything, they should just stay the hell out of, like, diet, because they're not helping us in any way. They're just telling us, hey, you know the foods that you like, that you're addicted to, that they taste good? Oh, not only do they taste good, but they're healthy for you and healthy for your heart. when it couldn't be farther from the truth. It's like, just don't tell us what to eat. We'll be way better off.
Yeah, and I think even more devious is they say it's more healthy for your kids. Like, they're training addicts very young. I think that's even more deceptive.
Yeah, and these foods are so nutrient poor that you can eat a whole bag of, like, Doritos or something like that, or, you know, a whole case of Pop-Tarts, and then 30 minutes later, you're going to be hungry again because that food did nothing to you. You didn't get any protein. You didn't get any healthy fat. So pretty much anything that's driving your hunger isn't there. There's, like, very few vitamins and minerals. So whatever you were hungry for in the first place wasn't addressed, so you're just going to be constantly hungry. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, so I guess after you finish your Pop-Tarts, you go for some Cheez-Its, something like that.
I mean, that's what they would like, because that's more money in these pockets of, like, just the food industry. Big food industry corporations, they just control all this narrative. They bought off the AHA a long time ago. Around the 1970s, that's when the AHA really kind of took a hold of the dietary narrative. So that's when the National Dietary Guidelines kicked in. And just, it's not, like, hidden information. It's not secret. It's not even complicated. You can go out there and look at graphs of, like, the amount of protein and fat Americans have ate. It's pretty much a straight line between 1970 and 2020. It's not that big of a difference between, like, the amount of meat we've ate. But the amount of carbohydrates we've ate in the form of grains has skyrocketed, because that's what the AHA recommended in 1977. And guess what else skyrocketed? Obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and all the diseases associated with it. So there, ever since we started listening to their advice, we've just gotten fatter and sicker.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that advice hasn't really changed a whole lot, and it seems to be, if it is changing, it's going more and more in that same direction.
Yep, and that's sad. So that's Article of the Week. It's real short. It's just another damnation of the American Heart Association, and you already know every chance we get to damn them, we will, because honestly, either directly or indirectly, thousands and hundreds of millions of people's lives are on their hands. Like, I think indirectly, they've killed millions of people. I don't think that's an understatement, right?
Oh, no, not at all. And isn't that what I texted you this week when I sent you this article? It's like, hey, it's not much of an article, but do you just want to bash on the AHA a little bit more?
Yeah, because if you do go to Lifeline and check out the article, it is really short. It's not much to it, but it's just...
It's just a bunch of pictures listing a bunch of foods. And, I mean, if you ask anybody off the street, maybe one or two of these foods people might think could be healthy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all these foods are fairly obviously unhealthy.
Yep, but they still get this stamp. So it's just another reason for us to really talk about, don't believe the recommended advice from the AHA, or just from, honestly, the government in general, because it is wrong, it is corrupt, and it's making everyone sicker. But what is that saying? Nobody in this country wants to actually cure disease, because one patient cured is a customer loss. We're here to treat symptoms, because that's how people make money, and that's how these industries keep making money. And I know that's kind of a cynical way to look at things, but with all the facts presented to me, that's what I think is going on.
Well, I mean, who pays for the studies? The people with the money. The people with the money are these food corporations. So, I mean, that's just kind of how it goes.
Yep, just one big circle. But all right, yeah, short and sweet. That's the Article of the Week this week. Hope you guys liked it. You can find us at TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.